Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Siyahlangana kwezekuseni mthwakazi ngolwesi nemhlaka 30 kumpalakazi 2021. Igama ngontungameli Nkomo. Ezihamba phambili. Kubhubhe abantu abangamatshumi phose amathathu nge-COVID-19 izolo. Ibandla lezanu PF lithi liphakathi kokuphenya imbiko yokuthi kube lodlakela kukhetho lwalo lokudinga inkokheli yezabelo. Iqembu leHighlanders liwisa izimathonsi phezu kokubhubha komkhokheli walo umnumzana Ndumiso Gumede. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. Kubhubhe abantu abangamatshumi phose amathathu 27 nge-COVID-19 eZimbabwe izolo. Kutholakale njalo abedlula inkulungwane ezimbili 2107 belomkhuhlane lo. Lokhu kukhweze inani lasebebhubhile laya ku 4967, kuthi abaphethwe yilo mkhuhlane sikhuluma nje sebengu 30772. Abahlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala izolo bangu 5366, kuthi abahlatshwe esibili bangu 6586, abahlatshwe esithathu bangu 653. Ibandla lezanu PF lithi liphakathi kokuphenya imbiko yokuthi kube lodlakela kukhetho lwalo lokudinga inkokheli yezabelo. Isiphathamandla saleli bandla umnumzana Mike Bima utshele iHerald ukuthi baphenya njalo imbiko yokuthi bakhona abahluthune amaphepha okuvotela eHarare babaleka lawo. Uthe abazafunyanwa belecala bazajeziswa. Obona ngokwethulwa kwembiko kuzana uPF umnumzana Tafadzwa Mugwadi utshelela umsakazo ukuthi impumela yalolukhetho iza kwethulwa namuhla. Kodwa abanye abanqobileyo bakhanya sebesaziwa. Nanku inkundla yeZim Life ibika ukuba umphathi ntambo wendaba zasekhaya umnumzana kaZembe kaZembe nguye onqobe kusikhundla sikamgcini sihlalo eMashonaland Central okuyisikhundla abevele esiphethe. Iqembu lenguqu leHighlanders lithi liwisa izimathonsi ngokubhubha komkhokheli walo umnumzana Ndumiso Gumede. UGumede ubhubhele esibhedlela sempilo izolo eseleminyaka yokuzalwa edlula amatshumi ayisikhombisa 76. Isiphathamandla saleli bandla umnumzana Jimmy Solumba Ncube uthi balahlekelwe insika yeqembu edlale indima ebanzi ekulithuthukiseni. Iqembu leHighlanders lenzele uGumede idili ngeviki edluleyo limbonga ngemisebenzi yakhe. Sixoxelo ake wadlalela leli qembu umnumzana Marvin Ntini.
Ukudlula kababa uGumede into esidanise kakhulu, especially thina abantwana beHighlander. UGumede bekungumuntu ebesikhangelela ukuthi nxa ule godfather ukwazi ukuthi nxa kulama problems amakhulu uGumede ebaveza ukuzwa abantu abazabe siza sincedisa ukuba basitshele ukuthi hayi ihambani ngalendlela ngoba le ndlela sesayibona ezaliphumelisisa yileyi thathani le ndlela. indlela abayibo abasitshengisa indlela elungile so ubaba ugumede ngikhumbula mina usikhuluma ngaye ngisakhula kwaIslanda sasikwazi ukuthi even sisiya kwecamp lapha eLuveve eGwabalanda lapha ilobhengula west duze lapha endlini leyane eyathengwa ngubaba ugumede sasikwazi yathengwa ngubaba ugumede ile administration yakhe esesekwaIslanda and sikwazi ukuthi amaofisi ngubaba ugumede waba lesandla sokuthenga into ezinjalo so sasikwazi ukuthi umuntu onjalo wabuilda ilegacy kwaIslanda esingeke siyitshintshe and bengimazi mina besikhuluma sonke isikhathi nje singahlangana sike sixoxaxoxe ebengisazi labantu bakhe uwindoda ebesivele siqhakathekisa kakhulu uSthembile ukuthi sasinike iguidance and stuff like that so ukuchona kwakhe kuza letha a big void especially kuma administrators afuna ukuncedisa iqembu kumbe even isoccer is a whole eZimbabwe ifootball eZimbabwe kuza letha sibili a big hole ukuthi izafelwa ngomunye umuntu it's very hard ukuthi lose abantu abanjengabo babugumeda bayakwaziyo ukuadministrator ye umdlalo webhora ngendlela ayeadministrator ngayo
ungathi kuyini akwenzela iqembu leHighlanders babugumede ozamkhumbula ngakho
Ubaba uGumede into azenzela iHighlander lokhe wasuka esikhundleni ngaleso sikhathi akula munye umuntu osowake wakwenza lokho ngingazi ukuba baza kwenza kusiya phambili kodwa singathi yananzelwe uGumede nguye owaye ebambe intambo ukuze kuthengwe iClubhouse iHighlander laseLuveve nguye njalo owakhokhela iadministration ukuthi kuthengwe amaofisi lana asetown wabuya leClubhouse so ubaba uGumede into azenzela iHighlander even manje ifoundation ayileyayo Okay, I'm pretty sure I'm here in the map player look at your camp on a panel of Veve. I look at your office in the Anga Pase Town, a club or Zikona, into Zonke Zenzwa, Win, Yimkawa, and Gapa Bukumet. So, if foundation I say Lele, a whole monument to Onga, Chu, Tulumin to Sawens and Nolo Bukumet, Ankola, Nova, Inta and Zayo, Aba Fanaga, who came, Poema, Hotel in Agulan, Kukanjo, on a panel of Veve, who see a camp or on a panel of Save Malin Ning. Up to today, generation Yanamus, as Kuluma, I don't even know, 20-30 years ngemva kwesikhathi impahla le ama properties akhona athengwa ngayo alokhe ekhuluma ngento eyimisebenzi eyenziwa ngugumede so into ayenzayo it's indelible akula umuntu sokwakwenza so silahlekelwe kakhulu ngoba way ahead of his time ngemicabanga yelayo ukuthi kuinvestwa ku property kuinvestwa ezintweni njengokuthenga i property not ukuthi imali iphonge udlaliswa lapha lalapha ya silokhe sinje nje namuhla ungadwa ku Highland kuyoka ama properties athengwa ngubani ngoba ugumede so that's a legacy ongola umuntu ongakwanisa ukuta imatch up to today
umnumzana Malvin Ntini wake wadlalela iqembu leHighlanders sixoxela eSemelika lanxa uhulumende sithi ubona inkazimulo kundaba zomnotho ngomnyaka ozayo ezinye incwethi zithi kubufilibana umphathi ntambo obona ngokwethulwa kwembiko unkosikazi Monica Motswangwa usanda kwethula amazwi awukuthi umnotho uzathuthuka kanti njalo uthi labatshali bezimali sebesiza eZimbabwe ngobunengi kodwa ingcwethi kwezenotho umnumzana Reggie Shoko uthi kulobunzima phambili
ubona umnyaka obuya songenalo umnyaka othembisa ikakhulu esikhangela kwezomnotho ngenxa yokubana umnyaka lo osidlulekiwe sibele phamba harvest izulingana kuhle i-agriculture ingasukumisa ezomnotho ezokwemba lazo zikhaya zithembisa ngendlela i-output egold ebuya ngayo kodwa into eyinkinga loba ezayenza umnyaka owenzima yikubana ngomnyaka obuya ngemva kokuya owe ngemva komnyaka okuya kuma-elections okuza kutsho ukubana uhulumende loba wonke ama-political players noma-economic players will suffer kuma-consequences ukubana ama-decision wonke abesenzwa based on trying to impress or based on trying to fulfill or plan around the election promise okuzabona ukuthi i-politics izabile more reason than economics so uzabona in terms of expenditure government will increase expenditure beyond what they've budgeted for trying to fulfill or or plan around elections. Normally, lizwe letu liba na ma challenges ama kune economically towards election or umyaka ma election ngoba. We more concentrated kakhulu kwezomupolitiko kusichiyezo mikonomisi sacrifice. So 2022 won't be different from what we saw in 2012, what we saw in 2017, just a year before elections. Some unreasonable economic decisions being made to fulfill a political agenda. So nzakubona kana kuza kuba nzima kwezomikonomi uyakoza.
Kuyini okungenziwa okungathuthukisa umnotho njalo kususe uzulu ebunzimeni aphakathi kwabo?
Nasikara zomnotho weZimbabwe esingathi indlovu ephakathi kwendlu indaba ye-currency stability. Ongakunanzelela ukuthi fluctuation e-currency yethu idonsa inflation endeke ikakhulu sukela kusikele kokusilela kwe-foreign currency ku-formal economy yonitholakala umkampo omnyama wenza kubana ama-price wona ngokwabo abe best emkampo kuma-rates emkampo nomnyama okukho kwenza izinto zikhwele zingafinyelelwa ngabantu abaningi ikakhulu abahola nge-RTGS which is the local currency. So uhulumende kufuza afind a long lasting solution kuindaba ye foreign currency exchange in terms of exchange rate njalo azame kuyenza environment ibe ya leader ku situation yokuthi siyafika equilibrium loba kulinganayo kuindaba yenze foreign currency efunakala ku economy le foreign currency esiyabe siyithola ngokunganazelela kathesi foreign currency sitholayo ayenelisi ukwenza kuba na economy yephambili ikakhulu foreign currency etholakala ku formal market. So into fuze ingani yalo ngiswa kwi-economy yeZimbabwe kathesi indaba ye-foreign currency. Ungakhangela kweziye izinto i-productivity has been increasing across industries and the challenge has always been how do we manage our foreign currency. Umyako obuzayo sifuna ukuthi sibe ne-problem yokuthi siyabe sikhala nge-currency njengelizwe kufuze sibe singathi siyathola i-solution ngasokukude sokuyisikhathi eside lokho esithwele nzima ngale nto kuthiwa i-foreign currency.
Umnumzana Reji Shoko yingcwethi kwezenotho. Seli kubonile na ukusemaphephandabeni. INews Day ithi iZimbabwe Electoral Commission ibhalise abantu abazavota okwakuqala abazinkulungwane ezimbili 2000 kuphela lonyaka. iZimlife ithi amapolisa ethule amabizo abasolwa ababikwa bedubule babulala usana olulenyanga ezilithumi ngesikhathi bentshontsha emacheke ngolwesibili. Abasolwa laba ngugift Nema, utrust Sakavengwa, Clemens Moterengwende kanye labathathu abomdeni munye uBrian Machipisa, Pearson Machipisa, Lopangana iMachipisa. Ikroniko ithi amapolisa kobulawayo azabopha bonke abazatholakala behamba-hamba esitaladeni phakathi kuka-9 o'clock ntambama lo-6 o'clock ekuseni ngosuku olwandulela umnyaka omutsha. Sokuyisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Ngiyalibulisa abalaleli baka Studio 7 nonke emagombini amane omhlaba. Ukhuluma ngu-Allen Yati. Zizalane zonke zikamthakazi. Hayi kubuhlungu ngalendoda abade ngogawulo isikorobho sezano, isikorobho phansi sezano abasisebenzisayo bazathi ma beqede ngaso besilahle sesidabukile. Angazi ukuthi uzalwaphi lo muntu. Ya ubaba okhulumile ukhuphula ama-BP abantu ulethela abantu umkhuhlane ezinhliziyweni lugawulo wakhona lo. Ngizongena edabeni lwezinkomo zizalwane zaseZimbabwe. Uhulumeni ake akawehlulekile ukubana udaba lwezinkomo aluxazulule ukuthi amasela ethweni ake enikeze abantu ngesigaba ngesigaba bezinduna bebona ukuthi ngamasela la bengayenzi njani ngoba isela malihluphe esigabeni kunikezwa abantu amandla lezinduna esuswe lomuntu ecotshwe mpela esigabeni uma ungukuthi umotsha egwanda bemnikeze nje ugwalo lokuthi igwanda yonke kawufunakala aphuma phele ayodinga indawo yena laphazi khona njalo kubhala ukuthi lisela lezinkomo lomuntu lo kasisamfuni lapha isela lezinkomo kanye nengane zakhe ehambe nje nengane zakhe mpela aphume phele.
Salibonani, salibonani bantu baka Studio 7 la kanye labalalele. Ingathandi kodwa ukungenela kweze politics kodwa ya kulesi sikhathi sizangena endlela zokuthi MRP sikhona. Into enziwa izana ayikho right bafowethu. La kanye labalalele labo mama bethu bonke nje labo sisi labo bhuti labo khula labo gogo abalapha. Izana iyarobha abantu abakhulileyo ugogo silibarobha ngomumbo obolileyo. Ichoni barobha every day isikhathi sonke ukuthi bavotele izana ibarobha umumbo obolileyo. Izana ufuzeyo nangokwamela iphume. Kuzokuze lokho kuthiwa kukuchamisa lokho MDC lokho. Abantu bakithi abekele ukulandelana MDC abayekele MRP sikhona. Abazama ukulandela iqembu lakibo bechiya iqembu langale ngaphandle. Kanti abantu bakithi indaba bewumsamakhanda abazama ukuba bethakathaka befunde abantu bakithi. Ha!
Salubonani basakazi kuStudio 7 necabinet yonke esethulela enisethulela uhlelo olumnandi kangaka olwelimi lesiNdebele ngokwenzeka eZimbabwe. Lono okhulumayo ngumzingeli Ncube ngiphuma esigabeni sakuChichi Nduna kodwa kwamanje ngilana eSouth Africa. Basakazi bami bengithanda ukuthi ningidlulisele nanku umlayeza uma ngabe uzotholakala ngoba miningi imilayeza enisidlulisela yona kodwa nginethemba lokuthi ngelinye lamalanga nawo uzodlula umlayezo. Ngabantu bezano kanti laba bantu ababoni ngani ukuthi izano yabo le ayinanqubekela phambili why kanti bengavoteli iparty eyiyona ebonisa ukuthi ifuna ukukhulula isizwe kunalokho okwenziwa izani donsela abantu egodini abantu kube balokho bayilandela bayidonsela abantu egodini bayi votela. 41 years akuna lutho olwenziwe izano eZimbabwe akuna lutho izindlela zifile abantu kabasebenzi. Please siyacela especially kuye u president weZimbabwe lo mlayezo uma ungafika kuye bengicela ukuthi ayenze ubungcono bakhe. Thina singamaNdebele kahle vele asisayifuni iZimbabwe kahle iZimbabwe kasisayifuni sifuna ukuzimela ngani ngoba vele ihulumeni yeZanu PF ayisenzeli lutho thina sifuna ukuzimela yiyo nje into enkulu esiyifunayo.
Salubonani basakazi beStudio 7. Nginethemba ukuthi lonke liyephephile emkhuhlaneni lokhona. Mina nguBhanda Moyo, Plumtree kulilima West. Mina ngendlela engibona iZimbabwe ukuthi masisithi sifuna iZimbabwe ekhululekileyo kufanele sibeke laphana kuzeke imithetho elaphana esetshenziswayo iye kuleli lizwe for 40 years. Ngaphandle silungise ngakijima yonke into esikhulume nge-devolution ekhulunywa ngomlomo iphelele emlonyeni sikhulume ngamavoti sikhulume ngokuriga ma singazange sifike laphana kuzeki kulungise indaba yokuthi kuvotwa njani kwenzakalani laphana kuzeki ayikho into esizayitshintsha la kuyohlala kunjalo kuyahlala kuyibhasile naleyo lo windi wakhe. So hayi ngabeka amaningi nangubhanda ekulilima West kwamakwama village nyama area.
Salibonani wasakazi nabalaleli beStudio 7. Ufeli iqinisa lo okhulumayo waselipane ejabhiwa kumangise Johannesburg unendaba ebusungenzakala eZimbabwe indaba yokuthi amasosha asekangenela abantu ezindlini ibathathela imali bathathela nokudla okuyiqinisa ukuthi impela kuze kwenzeke kanjalo ukuthi amasosha ayenze leyo nto isimo selizwe asimanga kahle kungayisinto eright into abayenzayo kodwa kungenindaba zegovernment yethu okuyiyo ephuqa ukuthi amasosha beze bengene endlini bethathele abantu bebamba abantu inkhuzi ngendaba yani yephango iphango ngathi selidlela amandla emasosheni kodwa ke bantu bakithi ma ngabe kuwukuthi amasosha sekaqala ukubamba inkhuzi abantu kusho ukuthi kubonakala ngathi leyo government ilivikele yini ilizwe ma ngabe kunjalo noma ilizwe nje selithathe lenziwa nje kwabasemphuzi edlemini
Ngicela ngiyabingelela kakhulu kubasakazi be-Studio 7 abasakazi bethu lisiphathele umsebenzi wethu kuhle kakhulu kuloko lasisebenzela ku-Studio 7 sibonane into zezihamba kahle okwami kakhulu ngokubingelela abantu bakithi eGwanda lapha kakhulu kanombingelela abantu bakithi esinukane sinukane kakhulu ngiyengicakathisa kakhulu isikhathi esiningi ngikhuluma ngesinukane ngiyayithanda yiko engikhulele khona kuseyalesuphu seGwanda mina nginguTimothy Mhlanga ma kakhulu abantu bakithi balime kakhulu sibili okutshengisela ukuthi khona hhayi incane ngane izulu sile good singaba le-good harvest njalo ngakhohlwa ukubingelela bonke abakhokheli bethu abanjengabosebhuku bethu babundlovu usikhokhelele babandlovu sithanda ukuthi kona usikhokhelele vele siyakuthanda kakhulu mbingelela umndisa wethu ubaba urantas ngale ngiyambingelela naye kakhulu ukuthi hhayi umsebenzi awusebenza uhamba kuhle sibili kumalisayo mbine umbingelele bonke amanebhawudu oshikomiti amanebhawudu wonke akithi angane ayinqabele ukusisela uphakathi kwesigaba ukuthi ba umsebenzi wawuye phambili phambi nomsebenzi banebhawudu ya ngiyabonga izulu kaline pula hayini
Studio 7 ngiyalibingelela bangani lezihlobo ngezindawo ngamadolobho ngiyalibingelela lonke bakithi mithi Merry Christmas kini lonke basakazi bethu kanye labalaleli baka Studio 7 ngingakhohlwa udadewethu bathabile masuku linjani izihlobo bakithi Christmas nansi sesiyibonile lanxa kunzima nje ekhaya kungadliwa lutho kodwa hayi uNkulunkulu khona uzasikhulula ngelinye ilanga hayi bendibingelela bakithi ngiyabonga yimi uzikode ngiseBotswana amen
labo bekungabalaleli be-Studio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo nge-WhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo esithi 001-202-465-0318. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-AFP ithi abantu ekade behlome ngemibhobho bangene ngodlakela kuzakhiwo zenhlanganiso ye-World Food Program kweleSudan bantshontsha ukudla okungena kunkulungwane zamathani phose ezimbili 1900 metric tons. I-Voice of America ithi kulokungahlaliseki ezwekazi le-Afrika ngenani eliphansi labantu asebehlatshwe ijekiseni ye-COVID-19. Singene kudaba lwemelika. Owesifazana odabuka kweleBhilitane unkosazana Gillian Maxwell ufunyanwe inkantolo izolo elamacala amahlanu okuphathisa inkisela yaseMelika ake wathandana layo uJeffrey Epstein ukuya emacansini lamantombazana aleminyaka ephansi. UMaxwell ubesetheswa amacala ayisithupha kodwa idale limgezile kwelinye lalawa macala. Ingcwethi kwezemithetho zithi ubhekane lesigwebo eside eMelika. uEpstein yena uzibophele wafela ejele ngo-2019. Kusenjalo ama-Democrats lama-Republicans athi owake waba ngusenetha weNevada uMnumzana Harry Reid uchiye imbali ejulileyo ngendima ayidlalayo okweminyaka engamachumi amathathu elilunga lephalamente. URidi ubhubhe ngolwesibili eseleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisishiyangalombili lambili 82. URidi wabamba iqhaza elikhulu ekupasiseni imithetho egoqela owezempilakahle ngesikhathi sikamongameli Barack Obama we-Affordable Care Act. Yena uObama ngokwakhe uthe ngabe kungayisuye Reid ngabe mhlawumbe kazange abe ngumongameli. Abanye abamtshayele ihlombe bagoqela ophethe isikhundla ake waba kuso esokukhokhela amademokrasi kudale lesenethi uMnumzana Chuck Schumer kanye lelunga lama-Republicans uMnumzana Mitch McConnell. Sixoxele ocubungula izombusazwe uMnumzana Dan Moyo.
USenator Harry Reid ube ngumuntu oqakathekileyo kakhulu kubandla lamademokrasi. Ngumuntu waqala ipolitiki zakhe kudala kuma-70s wakhuphuka waze wafika waba ngu-lieutenant governor weNevada at a very young age ele-30 and waba i-democratic leader a year before Obama esiba ngu-president. So ngumuntu oqakatheke kakhulu kuma-democrats ngoba wayi-senate leader, ngumuntu wabona seyabona iphumelela ukuphasa i-agenda yama-democrats entweni eziningi ezihlukeneyo ngoba siyazi ngesikhathi u-Obama engena ziningi izinto ezazenzakala. Yena wasebenzisana kahle loNancy Pelosi ukuthi baguide i-Democratic Party ukuthi bakwazi ukudlulisa imithetho eminingi esiyibonayo namanje. So uHarry Reid nina ngimbona eyihero e-America, engumuntu ohloniphekayo kakhulu, engumuntu olesikhundla esiphezulu ku-Democratic Party njengo-Senate leader.
Ungathi kuyini kahle kahle okumqoka akwenzayo azakhunjulwa ngakho lokhu esingathi iligasi yakhe aseyitshile kulumhlaba ubaba uHarry Reid?
Enkulu kakhulu imbali yakhe engibona uHarry Reid ezokhunjulwa ngayo yikusebenza akwenzayo ukuthi umthetho esingathi obizwa i-Obamacare eyona esiza abantu abaningi ukuthi babe le-health care e-America. Sabona epusha uSenator Reid ukuthi athole i-majority 60 votes ku-Senate ukuthi iphase ibhili leyana e-Obamacare. Ngingathi one of the most important things abantu abazomkhumbula ngayo uHarry Reid yi-Obamacare, enjalo futhi lokusebenzisana lo-Obama kakhulu closely ngesikhathi se-recession leyana esayibona ngo-2009-2010 lapho abaphasa khona ibhili engange-$800 billion mangikhumbula kahle eyokunceda i-stimulus esanceda esasiza amakhampani ezimoto namanye amakhampani ayebhekane lodubo olukhulu kakhulu khonzelwa yi-recession esayibonayo. So kimi ngimbona eyi-hero enkulu kakhulu especially nge-era ka-Obama even though wasebenza labanye, but ngoba ngesikhathi sika-Obama nguye owayeseyi-leader ye-Senate, ngibona kuyiyo imbali enkulu kakhulu azokwaziwa ngayo ukuthi umuntu wasebenzisana kuhle lo-Obama badlulisa imithetho eminingi esiyibonayo namanje ilokhu isamile. Singathi futhi okunye engakuqakathekisa ukuthi nguye owasebenzisa abathi i-nuclear option ku-Senate leyo ukuthi i-simple majority ibe yiyona ekwanisa ukudlulisa imithetho ngoba ama-Republican njalo njalo sibona vele ehlale efuna ukublocker ama-initiative ama-Democrat.
UMnumzana Dan Moyo uhlaziya izombusazwe njalo usekela ibandla lama-Democrats. abezipete nebezi hamba pambi le kupupe abangamachumi pose ama 327 nge COVID-19 izo lo. Iza nupief iti ipagati kukupenya imbiko yokuthi kubelo dlakela kukhetho lwayo lokudinga inkokheli yezabelo. Iqembu leHighlanders liwisa izimathonsi phezu kokubhubha komholi walo umnumzana Ndumiso Gumede. Kwanele Mthwakazi likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30. Asibeni sonke kweze kusene njalo kusasa ngo-6:30. Yimi uNtungamile Nkomo.